The expression, one fry short of a Happy Meal, is about to take on new meaning. McDonald's is introducing a Happy Meal for adults with no French fries at all.
It includes a salad option, a pedometer or stepometer, and a booklet on physical fitness written by Bob Green, our physical fitness advisor and Oprah Winfrey's personal trainer, and a bottle of water.
Ken Barron is vice president for McDonald's Global Balanced Lifestyles. Yes, McDonald's has a vice president for lifestyles. Barron says his company wants to give fast food customers healthier choices.
Apple dippers are coming out. 1% milk is going to be out, both in chocolate and in regular whole milk. 1% milk in a new container that's very attractive for kids, plus several other options that are coming out in different markets.
Cynics might have trouble swallowing some of the sales pitch. Here's one example from a McDonald's executive. We want to help adults achieve the right balance between their daily calorie intake and physical activity, and to help children adopt active, balanced lifestyle habits early on. McDonald's and other purveyors of fast food have been under pressure to cut down on the fat content of their offerings, and the companies are targets of obesity lawsuits. The new Go Active adult Happy Meals will be available starting May 6th at more than 13,000 Golden Arches across the country. For people who aren't hauling around extra baggage or who don't care if they are, plenty of Big Macs and other comfort food will still be there for the asking.
We're still serving 47 million customers around the world, and there's still an awful lot of double cheeseburgers being sold, and that's going to, you know, we're not going to walk away from our core menu because we dance with the one that brung us, and that's what people want, and we're going to continue to serve that along with the world's famous French fries, but we're just going to offer more balance and more choice for more people.
Ken Barron is vice president for McDonald's Global Balanced Lifestyles. This is Morning Edition from NPR News.